Hello and welcome to America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends. Well, Kesha is in the news once again. She and Dr. Luke, her producer, are at odds after the producer's label allowed but then denied Kesha's ability to perform at the Billboard Music Awards this weekend. Dr. Luke went back on the agreement after hearing that Kesha was going to reference on the air their ongoing legal battle. Now, Kesha said no on Instagram. Her performance was only meant to be a tribute to Bob Dylan. That was her role at the Billboard Music Awards. As you may recall, she claimed that Dr. Luke sexually and emotionally abused her, allegations he has denied. My Celebrity Trials and Tribulations team weighs in on the original controversy, beginning with Wendy Whitman.
Singer Kesha has been in the news for her lawsuit against her longtime producer, Dr. Luke, and she's been trying to get out of a contract claiming that he sexually and emotionally and physically abused her over a 10-year period, but the judge wasn't buying it. So how is someone, I'm just curious, this whole situation, someone who accuses someone of actually raping them and is now legally being sort of forced to continue to work with them, how is that going to work? So I was wondering what you guys think about this.
Well, this is Wendy Kay. And I know that there was this exclusive contract, and I know that there have been allegations, but I don't believe that any affidavits have been served in this. So it's just an accusation. But the point is that she feels strongly that something happened and you're stuck in an exclusive relationship with somebody. Like, what do you do when you're like a creative sort? Like how do you manage, I just think that it's a quandary for her because I could never be in the same room, much less be within like 3 inches proximity to somebody who violently hurt me.
Right. I mean, this is May. I just think that we don't have all the information. I mean, we have so many of the female singers that have rallied behind her. Taylor Swift most notably has put money in her defense fund and all sorts of things. They may be privy to something that we're not out here, that she might have said something to her friends or they've known something. I don't know. But it's kind of interesting that there's that much rallying behind her from her female singers and,
Yeah, I mean, this is Linda G. This is a really controversial legal issue. It's bringing the criminal arena into the civil contract arena. And that's, very, very unique, and it's very difficult for the judge. And I think, May, you were absolutely correct. And I think that's the problem that the judge was having. She didn't have enough evidentiary information about the criminal sexual assault, the alleged criminal sexual
right.
assaults, and the alleged rape to be able to render a ruling. Because in civil cases, these are personal service contracts, so you can generally get out of them if you have a claim of involuntary servitude, a public policy claim. You can't make someone do what they don't want, akin to like a slavery situation.
Well, this is a case that if you think about it, it's when Bruce Springsteen wanted to get out of his contract. He wouldn't record for how many years already when he was trying to get out of his management contract with back then, And so, again, but this one's, we're talking about alleged abuse, physical, emotional, everything. So with the judge's ruling, I mean, there might be something that's there, like I said, that none of us are privy to. So this is an ongoing case.
But does this destroy her abilities to be creative in a world where, you're horrified to be in the presence of people that you have this exclusive contract with? And Kesha, let me just say, is no Bruce Springsteen, in my opinion. but seriously, she has said, that potentially this could be a career ender for her. And I feel badly for her. She's young, and listen, this would totally have an impact on me because, what I have learned in my life, you're only as good as the team around you. And if she's not playing with a good team, she's in trouble.
It's so true. I mean, it's just crazy. And I hope that we'll know, I guess, in the next few months and when they go back to court or whatever that's going to happen, we'll know more. I mean, This affects a lot of people who have contracts, or, you know, who are singers, and they've brushed that under the rug as well just to keep going. Because, you know, you're talking about your career. You may be X'd out on a few things. You know, that scenario that she has a bad rap.
And it also, just to close up, it's also very interesting because as a precedent for future cases, will people start to, you know, allege crimes against somebody because they want to get out of a contract? So that's a concern.
And this is Wendy W. again. I just wanted to mention that the court, in its ruling against her, because she was trying to say it constituted a hate crime, the judge said every rape is not a gender-motivated hate crime. So I think that's interesting coming from a woman.
The team behind Celebrity Trials and Tribulations. I'm Valerie Smaldone.
Harris with you. For $5,000, a backyard electricity generating windmill called Windspire can generate up to 30% of your home's power.
But if we're building a 3-kilowatt version, which is only twice the width, same height, and it generates 100% of your power.
Mike Hess, president of Mariah Power. The personal windmill stands 30 feet and less than a yard wide. And unlike those huge windmill farms across the deserts of California, this backyard version won't grind up flying birds drifting on wind currents.
Bird friendly, yes. Because it only spins at 2.5 times the speed of wind so they can see it.
Much cheaper versions under different brand names are popping up all over the world. And places like Chicago with strong Lake Michigan winds are eyeballing this green alternative keenly.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He was the number 4 pick in the 1996 draft and played for 5 NBA teams. He's a 2-time All-Star who tallied over 16,000 points in his career.
Marbury stutters to baseline drive, reverse, yeah!
So where is Stephon Marbury now? Stephon's been playing in the Chinese Basketball Association since 2010 and was on the championship squad in 2012. He led his team by averaging 45 points per game in a single playoff series. Stephon recently made news when he was ordered to pay his former personal chef $330,000 for an old sexual harassment settlement.
Plenty of time. Marbury goes at Prince inside. Layup. It's good.
Stephon Marbury, or as they used to call him, Starberry. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Big, bold, exciting, and fun. Captain America: Civil War is the superhero movie of summer. I'm in.
On June 3rd, The Lonely Island's dope new movie hits theaters. Andy Samberg is Connor for real in Pop Star. Never Stop, Never Stopping, rated R.